Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1099. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Rufur Shalema Sarafeg Bas Lei Nechama. Getting back to our malacha of Zareya planting. Okay, so we have been talking about the various different situations in reference to opening up a window, opening up the curtain, and so on. Letting in the sunlight, letting in air, and so on. But in conjunction with the whereby the person themselves want it, and they're not doing it for the plants. So I just wanted to mention. Sometimes somebody has. I know by us growing up, we had what's called a plant room where there's lots of plants, lots of plant pots, and so on. And sometimes there's curtains over there, Venetian blinds, and these type of things. And a person, it's a nice sunny day. It's Shabbos, and I'll open up the window. You know what I mean? It's a good thing that the sun shines in for the plants and so on. One has to be extremely careful. That's Mamish going into a Shaila of a Derisa. It brings down the safer Shabbos b'Shabbatai. He brings down. He goes through all these various different things, and there's room to be makel in these various different situations in conjunction, like he says, whereby it applies for a person where a person themselves need it. But he says v'chol zehu rak im poseach. This could be found on page Reish Lamed. V'chol zehu rak im poseach achaloyne meisa avilein b'li lechaven letzaruch hatzmachem. In other words, the person doesn't have a mind for the growth of the plants. Avil im oisa zois letzaruch hatzmachem. If the person is doing it for the plants, like we said, have a plant room. It's a nice plant room. Let me open up the shade and give the plants, let the sun shine in, as they say, so that the plants could grow. In other words, it's not going to help the fact that it's not a psik resha. In other words, we said, well, good. The sun shines in, I open up the shades, and here comes the sun. Okay, so you'll tell me, so that's a psik resha that happens automatically. But let's say it's not even cloudy right now, or whatever the case is. You know what I mean? And it's not a psik resha, it's not going to happen automatically, or all these various different type of things. So then that makes it much easier when it's for the person themselves. But now, The point I'm trying to get at is when you're doing it for the plants, that's what he says, Lemahani Masha and Psikresha. The fact that it's not happening automatically has nothing to do with it, because of the fact that a person is mischavin for what they have in mind for the plants. When you don't have in mind for the plants, I have a mind to get fresh air, I have a mind to get sunlight for myself. So then we look at it, is it Psikresha or not? In other words, it's a Davasha Aina Mischavin. It's something whereby I don't have intention to do. I don't have intention for my plants, right? Step number one, do I have intention for the plants or not? Step number good. You'll tell me no, I have intention for myself that I should get fresh air, I should get sunlight. Now we move to that's step number one. Now we move to step number two is will it happen automatically, right? Will the plants get light? Will the plants, whatever the case is, automatically? So then we said if it's a little further away, it's not, right by the window, so whatever the case is. But when a person has in mind, that's what he says, I have a plant room and I want to open up the shades and that's it. That's nothing to do with psikresha. That's a dovah shemeschaven. I have a mind to do the malacha of zareya planting. Like we said, anything, this is an important thing that we keep on mentioning, anything that enhances the growth of the plants, or the things that are growing in the room, whatever, small trees, whatever the case is, whatever you have in that plant room, if a person had, that's what they have in mind, then there's nothing to do with psikresha, then that's not allowed to be done. V'yesh b'zech ha-shash issa d'yoraisa, says the Sefer Shabbos b'Shabbatai in Uis Yud Ches on page Reish Lamed, this is a chashash of a d'yoraisa, a question of a d'yoraisa, v'yesh l'zor b'zatuv, you have to be extremely careful, because of the fact I have a mind for the growth of the plants, I have a mind to enhance the growth of the plants. Now, we spoke about in the Malach of Koitzer uprooting, just a Chazarova, because we really went through these in Yonim again, but in reference to flower pots, regular flower pots, a flower pot that has or plant pot, whatever, that has a hole on the bottom, one has to be extremely careful. Now, number one, whether it has a hole or not, when you have a flower pot, there are things in there growing, whatever the case is, you're not allowed to water it. One has to be careful. Say, well, I'm not watering the ground. Well, I'm not watering the grass or whatever, but if it's even if it's a flower pot hanging up in the air, a lot of times people have flower pots hanging from the wall, hanging on the side, or whatever the case is, one has to be extremely careful. Hole or not hole on the bottom, you're not allowed to water it, because obviously watering plants and they grow, this enhances their growth. So that's not allowed to be done. That we understand. But just to the fact that we spoke about that brings down the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbat and page Reish Mem, just chazering over what we spoke about in Kaitzer, that is otzitz, which is a flower pot, plant pot, and so on. Sheyesh lo nekev lamata, and it has a hole on the bottom. Keeping in mind, again, the watering has nothing to do with hole on the bottom, not hole on the bottom. The fact that the plant is in there can't be watered. Fine. But now we're talking about whereby the flower pot has a hole on the bottom, umunach ala karka oilam, and it's sitting on the, let's say, on the dirt ground. It's also like lemakim yoyser gavai. You can't pick it up. So we spoke about that's the question of kaiser, kagoin al gabi, say this, whatever, you're moving it from place to place. And the same thing would be, like we spoke about, you can't take it from a place whereby if it has a hole on the bottom, it's on the regular floor, right, a regular wooden floor, whatever, a hard floor, marble floor, and I'll move it over onto the earth, right, onto a place where there's soil or ground. I'll just move it over there, it's just easier. There's a dirt floor, right, so I'll move it over there. You have to be careful. Also, it can't be done because that's going into a question of Zereya. Now it's becoming, when you move the flower pot that has the hole on the bottom, it's starting to get the nutrition now from the ground, whereby before it didn't. It was on the marble floor, or it's a wooden floor, or on whatever type of floor, but it was on a hard floor. Now it has a hole on the bottom, you move it over to a place whereby there's dirt, soil, or whatever, possibly outside, in the case where there's an eruv, right, onto a place, let's say, on the ground outside, wherever the case is, it's in the way, it's on the porch, I need the room, I'll move it over, I'll put it down in the grass over there by the soil. You can't do that because of the fact that, again, like we said, it has a hole on the bottom, and now it's being getting nutrition from the ground. And even more than that, says the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbat, K'moy Kein is also l'hirid otzitz. You can't even take off this flower pot, otzitz zeh, mimakam, when it has the hole in it, mimakam gavaya l'makam hakarav, and you want to move it closer to the ground. Even just to move it closer to the ground is problematic. This would be like as though one is also if it's a this would be a drabanan, but again falling under the category of zarei because again you're moving it closer. It has a hole on the bottom. Does the flower pot and you're moving it closer to getting the nutrition which is from the ground, from the soil, and so on. Okay, so that's the bottom line. In general, he brings down also, like we spoke, also something which we spoke about. In general, it's important not to be moving flower pots altogether, even if they don't have a hole on the bottom. We spoke about the various different materials, but a lot of times, like he says, that gam me'mo'at es osu me'chomer, asher l'chladeis enya ayinika, iveris, various dark. In other words, there's certain materials whereby it's as though it has a hole on the bottom. But even if you'll say a certain material, it has the flower pot is made from a material where lechola days, according to everybody, there's no problem at all. But mikol makom yesh zadim lahachmir, one should be careful not to move it because a lot of times yesh emim the im yesh noif shenoita chutz laotzes. Sometimes the branches or the leaves and so on are sticking out of the flower pot itself, and as I han. And when it's, let's say, the flower pot is sitting on soil, right? Or the flower pot's sitting, let's say, on a regular ground, and you move it over to the soil. So the branches are sticking over, and that itself is yoinik, that gets nutrition from the ground. So, in general, one should be careful not to move flower pots. Of course, one that has a hole, for sure not, and even if it doesn't have a hole, there are other problems which come up, and it's very hard to, keep track of all the various different situations. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and Baruch, Kol Tov.